Have you ever been to a food fest?
Yes.
What did you like or not like about it? So if you've been to one, call it in. Like, we want to take some notes here. We have an announcement coming up, but first I want to make sure we're...
Get a reading?
Yeah. Gotcha. Got a little pulse here.
Right.
All right, first of all, I don't want to wait a half an hour for a little tiny... cocaine-sized spoon of chili.
Yes.
Or a chip.
Yeah, a chip dipped in something. That's
a single chip.
Yeah, one chip. Yeah, that was annoying. Yes.
I do not want to wait a long time for very little. And then it's like, oh, half an hour in the next line.
Right, yeah.
So by the time I get a full stomach, I'll be hungry. Like, this will be a never-ending hunger.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So you want good portions, right?
Yes.
Write that down, good portions.
Right, quick line.
Good portions.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Fast moving on.
Right. Mm-hmm. Speedy service, yes.
What else do you want?
Friendly service.
My God, she wants everything.
Yeah, really. you want food, you want friendly.
Happy people are always better, right?
Friendly.
Service with a smile.
Yeah.
If they could wear white gloves and have mouse ears, all the better.
Right,
right.
I mean,
we're going to have two lists. We're going to have the reality list, and we're going to have the fantasy list.
Right, okay. Yeah. Let's go to the reality list.
This is the fairy tale food fest.
Right.
Right? People are dressed as characters from Disney movies.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. Right. Yeah. That's a weird fantasy you got there.
Right. Right, so good portions, fast moving line. You want a variety of
variety.
Yeah,
variety.
Please, thank you, yeah.
Yes.
Not all the same thing.
This is my spicy beef chili, and next to us we have another guy who makes spicy beef chili.
Right. Right.
Next to him, spicy beef chili.
I know there's
exactly.
The beefy spice chili, yes.
Right. I've gone to Chili Fest, and it's great. You know, everyone's cool, and the chili's awesome, but it's like, yeah, I've had a lot of chili now. I'd like to have something different.
Yeah, after the third chili, it all tastes like just the same chili.
Right.
Kind of at some point, yeah, some guy's going to overheat one of his, and that's the only hot sauce you're going to taste for the rest of the day.
Exactly. Yeah. Your tongue is dead, yes.
How much are these to get into typically, right? I heard they're around $50 to $75 depending on where you go.
They got to be, yeah.
You go to these like tastes of fill in the town here,
yeah,
and it's like $50 to $75, right? And it's just limited to the restaurants in that town.
Right.
Not bad, but you're not encompassing the entire state. The best of the best where the best come from.
Exactly.
Right?
Like Taste of Moodus is $5, yes.
Right. So you want a good price Taste
like,
of Moodus.
It's like two places.
That's AJ's go-to pick on town because it's far enough away that no one's going to show up at one of his events and say, hey, you AJ?
I'll say, hey.
Because I'm from Moodus.
And we got a nationally ranked restaurant. You live
in Moodus.
Do we have a Moodus?
Oh, yeah.
Moodus, Connecticut, yes.
Really? Okay.
And she's from here, folks.
She's our traffic person.
Yes.
She knows the
There's
whole
no
geography of the state.
Ever in Moodus.
No. So back to the food fest.
I'm not sure if they have roads in Moodus.
Right.
All right, so good portions, fast-moving line, variety.
Right. Yeah.
Good price, right?
Yep.
Because they're usually $50 to $75.
Right.
All right.
I would say location definitely matters.
Yeah.
Good location.
Yeah, and a nice, and like a bigger place.
You don't
you know?
Want, like, I'm not driving out to Moodus.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah, and like a big place, like, you know, like a little cramped up and stuff.
Yeah.
You can move around.
Didn't you guys go to one?
Yep.
We had them here. And it was
a nightmare.
Disaster.
Right. No, we thought it was going to be great. We were like, we're getting on this guy's bandwagon because this thing is going to be something.
Yeah. Face value, my expectations were so high.
Yeah.
They were so high.
We waited in a line that went all the way down the goddamn block. And I ended up with one thing I had was a chip with a little piece of something on it. That's all I had.
AJ and I were in the same line.
Yep.
And we're like, we're getting one
without
chip,
saying the name, can we say what type of food?
Tex-Mex.
It was Tex-Mex.
Tex-Mex.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it wasn't all the food vendors' fault. Like they, you know, the organizers of this festival really only focused on one thing, and that was having whiskey and bourbon and scotches there.
Yeah.
And like a special room for like VIP tickets where you can go in if you had the VIP ticket and see like some really special whiskeys that like you're not gonna find on like your average shelf. Like some,
right.
He called them unicorns, I remember. And then like the food options, like there were like three of them and they were completely overwhelmed, and like in the first 20 minutes it was gone.
Yep.
Oh.
They had nothing left. Like, they did not tell these guys what to prepare
for. There were vendors outside selling food. They were making a killing because folks were starving and they had to, you know, fend up all the whiskey they drank.
Yeah. So you paid to get in, $75.
Right. Then you had to pay to eat.
You had to pay.
$75.
The food trucks outside because the free food that you were promised was gone.
Yeah. And you were starving. You had whiskey.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Okay. So not only a variety of food, but lots
enough
of vendors.
Enough.
Yeah, exactly.
Supply
food.
And demand.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And
plentiful.
Lots of vendors.
Right. Lots of vendors.
All right. And you want the best vendors. So this is the whole point. Like, you want the best places.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, you guys need to make sure that there's an awesome selection of cold beverages.
Cold beverages.
Mm. Awesome.
Yeah. So you got all this good food. You got to get something to slosh that stuff down with.
Right. Like some soda.
Cold beverages.
Cold beverages. Cold. Keyword, cold.
Cold, right.
If it's like lukewarm, don't want any of that.
Yeah,
stuff.
You don't want like a warm beer.
Or it has no fuzz in it. Yeah, exactly right.
No, we want really cold beverages. That's key with all good food.
All right. But the cold beverages won't be part of the ticket price, right?
Yeah, no.
I don't know. I don't know. You guys figure that
it's
out.
It's a food fest.
Thank you.
It says what you're
questions.
Getting,
you
right?
Just wanted,
title.
You just wanted suggestions. Don't ask me questions,
all right,
okay?
Good. Very good.
Let's get real here.
That was definitely better than Ashley's fantasy.
Yeah, really.
Like, everyone's happy.
Right, gloves.
All right,
people
thank
are
you,
nice
man.
To each right. other.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. We are announcing Connecticut's most amazing food festival in the history of food festivals. It's the Chaz and AJ Food Fest. It's happening Thursday, September 26th, from 5 to 9.
Yay.
It's not from 5 to 7.
No, 5 to 9.
It's 5 to 9.
4 hours of food fest.
4 hours of food fest.
4 hours of filling your gut food fest.
Not one or two or three food vendors.
No.
Over 20.
Over 20 food
so
vendors.
Far. So far, by the time we get to this thing, I guarantee it'll be over 30, maybe 40 food vendors.
Right. We're eating pants.
It's happening at Grassy Hill Country Club in Orange. We couldn't be more excited. What I love about this place, outside of all the great people that work there, it's easy to get to, and they have massive amounts of parking.
Yes, they do. Yep.
That's important.
Yep.
Right? That one you went into New Haven, you had to park 8 blocks away.
That was the
You're
worst.
In line.
Uh-huh.
And then forever.
Right.
And then you didn't get any food.
And my car
they
was gone.
They had three vendors.
Right, they bust
right.
my window.
And then you pay for a $25 ticket.
Exactly, and towing.
Parking ticket.
Right.
Yeah. The price, we went over this one over and over and over.
Right.
Like, what can we make this thing? Because normally it's $50, $75. The one that Phil was talking about that you went to was $75 for three food vendors.
Yes.
And long lines and no one got anything.
Yep.
We're like, what do we do with the price? $35.
Nice.
$35 and a portion of the proceeds to benefit the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus Toy Drive.
See that? Win, win, win.
Right.
It's all wins.
We couldn't get the price any lower. You know us. We like to give this stuff away.
We try to, yeah.
We're not business people here.
No.
Right?
Trust me on that.
So we give the stuff away, and we're like, all right, well, everyone had a good time, right?
Right.
Okay, good.
I got to go to work now.
So it's $35, and a part of that goes to the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus Toy Drive. Tickets available at WPLR.com. If you're a restaurant and you want to participate, go to WPLR.com, click on how do I become a vendor. And I don't know if I'm able to say this, but we're not charging people to be a vendor. We're asking them to pay like whatever the, you need some kind of food permit or some stupid thing.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So whatever, you know, Lamont wants, you have to pay that.
That
but
thing,
besides
yeah.
that, you know, you just provide the food or whatever.
Right.
It's a big deal. It's Huge. A big deal. We're very excited about it. We all like to eat. Right.
Yes, we do.
Everybody here likes to eat?
Oh,
absolutely.
Hell yeah.
I
lost weight purposely to put it back on.
We've been talking about food and the best places in Connecticut for so long, and we talked about, wow, wouldn't it be cool if it was like all under one roof?
Yes.
You come to us.
You
please.
Go to this thing, and it's all there at this thing.
One-stop shop for you.
Right. You don't have to travel all over the state to get all the best foods.
That's stupid.
Where are we going to start? Where's the... All right, we're going to... We want to start with the location here.
Okay.
Tim from Grassy Hill Country Club is on. Hey.
Good morning. morning, guys.
Good morning. We're very excited to have you at this. We're actually
so honored to host this venue.
Right. We're not having you at it. We're at you.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
Well, I'll be there.
Yes.
Cool.
We will, too.
We'll figure this out somehow. Yes.
And it's good to see we're known for parking spaces. That's awesome.
Yes. you're known for great food, but we'll have that covered.
This is going to be an awesome event. You know, you got 20 vendors. And also, forget, we also got food trucks that are going to be there also.
Right.
Cash bar, wine tasting. This is going to be an awesome event.
Right. I didn't mention that part. Thank you for adding that in.
Right. You're good, you.
Food Thanks. Trucks.
Food trucks.
Yeah, so there's food trucks outside because you're not bringing the food trucks in, right?
We're not going to try to do that this time. Last time it didn't work out so well when we did that.
yeah, really. The door got messed
right,
up.
Right. They kept the trucks running. There was this whole thing with people passing
yeah,
out.
Yeah, there was a whole insurance thing going on with that. We couldn't deal with it.
Yeah, it was like, it looked like Woodstock and the brown acid.
We're just Why falling. Are these people on the floor? Well, they ate themselves into a coma?
Why are they twitching?
Could be the trucks running.
They look exhausted.
Yeah, That's so funny. Food trucks outside, tons of food inside, over 20 vendors. And then what'd you say about wine sampling?
Yeah, there's also going to be some wine tasting, and there's also a cash bar.
Cash bar
is always good.
Ooh, I love tasting cash.
Yeah, see, we can't buy people drinks.
No,
there's
we can't.
There's a thing with our insurance rider.
Right.
So, Well, we're very excited about it.
Very.
And thank you for being part of this.
No problem. People have to remember these tickets go fast also.
Right. There's he's helping
quite
me.
The salesman, isn't he?
No, he knows how to make an announcement because we're only selling 300.
That's for
right.
Rodeo.
Last time we hosted one of your events, the tickets sold out so fast, people were calling us begging for tickets. And they're like, we couldn't help you.
Right.
Gotcha. See, here was last time, yeah.
Tickets on sale, limited number. We're
right.
not going to sell 1,000.
No.
We're going to sell 300. Everybody's bringing food for 350.
Yep.
So think about that.
Yep.
Everyone's bringing food for 350.
Exactly.
And then, you know, you're not going to
have one chip with a piece
it's gonna
on it.
It's going to be so much food.
Yes.
There's right. no way.
Right.
And the best part of this is where the funds are going, you know, to fund your toy drive is important.
Yes.
Kids need toys.
You know what? The next time we make an announcement.
I know. He's so good.
Just can we Tim. Have Tim just come in and do it?
Exactly. Right.
There is a small fee for that, but I'll be there.
Great. I'll call you Tim the announcer.
All right, Tim. Thank you, brother.
Thank you
appreciate
very much, guys.
It.
Have a good one.
All right. You too.
See you
Bye.
Soon. Oh, man. Well, he's good.
Well, he added in a lot of stuff that I forgot to mention.
He did.
And then, you know, one of my favorite pizza places in the whole world. Or as AJ would say, the whole wide world.
The whole wide world, yes, because it's pretty
wide. Is Zoys Pizza in Seymour.
Zoys!
Jim from Zoys is on. Are you in?
I'm in.
Excellent.
Nice. Yay.
Now, what do? Now, you bringing a bunch of pizza. You're making it there. You bring in different flavors. You bring in your cheese. What are you bringing?
I'm going to bring six different kinds of pizzas, six different toppings. And I'm also going to focus on eggplant parm trays.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Look at you.
Wait,
fancy.
Do you make that at the restaurant?
Yes.
Oops. Just fine.
The hell if
we
I
sell a lot of eggplant.
I don't look at the menu.
You look past the pizza
I walk
part.
In and say, yeah, large cheese.
Right.
Yeah.
Look at the menu. It's probably in there somewhere on the eggplant.
I never looked at the menu.
Yeah, see you next time. Go check it out.
All right. We're very excited about that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
How many pizzas do you bring? Like,
I'm just going to keep bringing them. Just keep shuttling them in.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Endless. Right. Endless amounts.
Underground.
I love it.
Underground pizza cartel.
Hey, here's the thing. We're not going to run out of food.
No.
The underground pizza cartel.
I love it.
Guys, what's that music? Let me feel your jacket. There's pizza in that jacket.
All right. So, hey, Orange Police, if you pull someone over with a bunch of pizzas,
it's
let
okay.
them go.
It's okay.
It's important.
I'll give you a piece.
We have to organize like a police escort
right.
for Zoys.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you, Jim.
Yeah,
thank
you.
And what a great way we went off to vacation with Zoys Pizza in studio.
Right. Come back with him, yes.
All right. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim!
All right. We're talking about the Chaz and AJ Food Fest. It's happening September 26th at the Grassy Hill Country Club in Orange. Tickets are $35. Portion of the proceeds go into the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet Lexus Toy Drive. And you can buy tickets at WPLR.com. Chaz and AJ Food Fest coming together. Matt from Bear's Barbecue. You in?
I'm here. We're there.
Nice.
All right. See?
We got the bears.
The bears are there.
You guys have done a lot of food festivals. Give us some advice. What should we do?
come hungry. Don't eat too much. Don't eat too much before you get there.
Right.
Good. That's good. Right. That's good.
You know, you guys are going to have all the wine sampling, so maybe have someone give you a ride.
I'm going to need a ride because I'll be in a food coma.
Exactly. Yeah. You're in the trunk, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to need one of those. I need one of those old Cadillac station wagons.
Yes.
Like
the hearse?
Yeah, the Ecto one.
Oh, okay.
So I could ride in the back. Not nice. The hearse.
Right.
That
the
would
one
be
before the hearse.
Long way you're still alive, Bart. Yeah, so ambulance.
I can lay flat. Gotcha. I need to lay flat on the ambulance. Way home.
Gotcha, right. Yeah. Food coma.
What are you guys bringing to eat?
So we're going to bring a small version of something we do at the restaurant called the Mac Attack. So that's going to be mac and cheese with our smoked pulled pork.
Oh, boy.
Jeez.
That's a Mac Attack and a half, man.
Oof. That's, food coma stuff. Right. And then we're also bringing bacon-wrapped meatballs that we dry rub and smoke as well.
Bacon-wrapped meatballs?
Wait, what did you say?
You heard me right. I said bacon-wrapped meatballs that we dry rub and smoke.
And the light showing God in the heavens.
It is heaven on earth!
And it was good. And the people upon the ground fall on ground.
The Chaz and AJ Food Fest. Mm. It's heaven on earth.
It's heaven on earth!
It's bacon-wrapped meatballs!
Oh, Jesus.
That's you like those.
Hmm?
It's heavenly.
You know what I like about this, too, is that, you know, these guys aren't going to run out of food. They've done so many food festivals. Like, they know how to do it.
They got down to a science.
Oh, yeah. We do them all the time. I'm used to it. We do the golf tournament. We do all kinds of stuff where we got to feed thousands of people. So, 350, we got you.
Oh, and we're stopping at 3.
This is light duty for him. Yeah.
So, this is awesome.
It's great,
so,
man.
So, I'm very, very excited to have you.
Yes.
Oh, we're happy to be a part of it. Looking forward to it.
All right. Well, we'll be talking to you in the weeks to come.
Excellent. Sounds
all right.
Good.
Thank you, brother.
We should probably sample something.
All right, guys.
That's right. We need everyone to come in and bring samples.
Yes.
Help sell tickets.
Just a thought.
Yeah. Chaz and AJ Food Fest happening Thursday, September 26th at Grassy Hill Country Club in Orange. Over 20 food vendors, food trucks, desserts, wine tasting, blah, 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 blah. It's only $35.
Yep.
And part of that goes to the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet Lexus Toy Drive.
See that? It's all good.
Let's go over here. Jay from Seely's Deli. You guys in?
Good morning. How's everybody today?
We Hello. Are good. Thank you.
Boy, we got a tough act to follow with that last call you just had.
It's not a competition.
But I think we could do it.
What are you guys bringing?
We're actually bringing Seely's famous mac and cheese, something that definitely put us on the map, something that's been a family and friend favorite for as long as Amanda and I have been cooking.
Wow.
So we're going to have a few different mac and cheeses there, I guess.
Nice. All right.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
There really is not.
No. The more the merrier.
It's comfort food.
How do you have to? You could never have too much.
Exactly.
No, mac and not cheese. Enough cheese.
Right, exactly.
Where is your deli?
We're actually located at 554 Boston Post Road, right down the street from you folks.
Oh, we can go and sample that one.
Wow. Two turns of my absolutely. Car from our parking lot.
Right.
Wow, I've had the Amanda's Chicken Salad so many times.
That's delicious. Oh, did you? Yeah, I'm sure you did. So you know exactly where we are.
So what's the story with you guys?
Well, listen, March is going to be our 5th year anniversary. Amanda and I have been longtime food lovers. So we decided to roll the dice and open up our own business. And listen, nothing better in the world than what we're doing right now, taking care of Milford and every other surrounding town that wants to do business with us.
Are you guys skinny?
Are we skinny?
Yeah.
Amanda is.
Okay.
There you go, see?
Boy, this guy's smart.
That's a good answer, right?
That was great.
Takes a big man, a big man.
Right, we're happy to have you aboard. Thank you, brother.
We're looking forward to you. Thanks so much.
Right, thank you.
All right, we're linked up at WPLR.com. This is the most amazing food festival in the history of food festivals in Connecticut. You know, we all like to eat here. We talk about it all the time. And, you know, we do the favorite pizza and the favorite this and the favorite that. By the way, this is Chaz. That's AJ.
Hi.
It's Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. And we said, well, you know, it'd be so tough to, like, drive all over the state to get all this stuff. Why wouldn't there be a festival where you get all of the best food from all over the state, stick it under one roof for a few hours, and let everyone go bananas?
Have at it.
That became reality.
Ah.
And we announced it yesterday, the Chaz and AJ Food Fest, happening Thursday, September 26th. From 5 to 9.
Nice.
Not 5 to 7. Not 5 to 6:30. 5 to 9.
4 hours of food fest.
Over 20 restaurants, plus food trucks, plus There's some wine tasting and I think some other things coming that will be announced soon.
Yeah.
And restaurants are signing up by the second. Because I don't think we're charging yet to get, like, it's whatever, this some stupid state permit
that thing
fee or whatever.
Yeah, that thing.
It's at the Grassy Hill Country Club in Orange. These things are usually $50 or $75 a head. This is $35 with a portion of the proceeds to benefit the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus Toy Drive.
See, it's a win-win-win.
Tickets are available at WPLR. We got off the air yesterday and met with Keith around 11. And they had already sold, as he said, quote, an S-ton of tickets.
Wow, S-ton, man.
Now, if you're a restaurant and you want to participate, you head to WPLR.com and you click on How I Become a Vendor, or you can buy your tickets there as well.
Hold that.
Yesterday, we spoke to Joey C's Roadhouse and Boathouse.
Yes.
They're bringing pulled pork mac and cheese. Nuts.
Very nuts.
Seely's Deli, serving Jay's Famous Mac and Cheese. Bear Smokehouse, bringing mini Mac Attacks with pulled pork and monk balls. Is
monk
it
balls.
Monk balls?
Moink balls.
Moink balls?
I believe. Because they're bacon-wrapped meatballs.
That's the moink ball.
Okay. I'm so excited.
Moink balls.
I want to get moinked so bad.
Talk to Jim over at Zoe's Pizza. He's bringing six different types of pizza plus eggplant parm.
Thank you, Jim.
And he's going to keep a car in motion constantly.
A
delivering
cartel, yes.
New,
a little underground.
Yeah, the pizza cartel.
Yes, underground cartel of pizzas.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Chef Anthony. Chef Anthony.
Good morning.
Good hey. Morning, Chef.
Good morning. You in?
I am in. Yes, we are in. The restaurant is in.
Nice. Guilford Mooring will be there. Yeah. What are you guys going to be serving?
We're going to be doing scallops. Our nice. Happy hour scallops. Seared scallops with roasted artichoke puree and a lobster cream sauce.
Oh, dear God, man. I need to sit down and have a cigarette.
Can I tell you that's one of the things that I order when I'm out?
Do you?
I love scallops.
Oh, scallops are delicious.
Seared scallops.
Yeah, they're one of our big sellers.
Yes.
Oh, do you have a lot?
Well, I'll bring a lot. I'll make sure you guys can have some and everybody else can sample it. So
that'd be cool. Thank you. Appreciate
all
that.
All right. How many are you bringing? Do you know yet?
At least four.
Probably 300-400 pieces.
Ooh.
So.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa. That's a lot of scallops.
That's a lot of scallops.
Yeah. I mean, you said it was 4 hours of eating, so we want to make sure everybody has their fiddle.
See, you're that's a good right. guy. That's one of the best.
And now, if I went into Guilford Mooring on any given day, and let's just say I didn't want to have scallops, what else would I order there?
Anything. We have meat, some of the best steaks on the shoreline. We've got all different kinds of seafood as well. Tuna, swordfish, salmon, oysters, clams, shrimp cocktail, ribs. So we got a lot of different options you could pick, and it's not just seafood. So
best steaks along the shoreline. But you hooked me in there.
Best steaks, yeah. We want to greater New Haven area, the shoreline. So best steaks on the shoreline.
Well, nice. I'm going to have to get myself in there before this deal.
Absolutely.
And I thank you so much for being a part of it and look forward to meeting you.
Sounds good. I look forward to seeing you guys, too.
Thank you, Chef Anthony.
I'm so friggin' hungry now.
I know.
Anthony!
Hey, Anthony!
Hey!
Anthony!
Where are you? Hey, get over here, Anthony.
Guilford Mooring. Mm. All right, let's go to Michelle. Mm. How do I pronounce your last name, Michelle?
LaBelle. So you guys can have fun with
Michelle.
That.
Michelle LaBelle. Gotcha. Right. See? That's
is that great. Why your name, Michelle LaBelle?
Yeah, actually, my grandpa picked it, and I kept my maiden name just because of that reason.
Well, that and the inheritance, of course,
it.
Yes.
I right. love it.
Yeah, keep the name.
And are you a manager or owner of the corner restaurant?
I own it 23 years with my husband. I have to give him some credit, too, you know.
Is it Mel LaBelle?
I didn't hear what you said.
Mel LaBelle.
Mel LaBelle.
Mel LaBelle, yeah.
All right. Yeah. What's your husband's name?
Amir.
See, that doesn't work.
Yeah, not as much. But...
yeah. You got to change to Mel. Just tell him.
All right.
He'd be all right with it.
What's his last name?
Actually, he has my name. How do you like that for a role reverse?
Really?
Look, that's cool. See, that is, your name is much easier to pronounce.
That's when you know you're a guy. You could just do that and, you know, you could just do it.
It's a long story, guys. Right.
Oh, really?
That he's hiding from the cops.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm going to... That's right.
I'll take your name. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to write this down to get... We got to get you back on to talk about that. But the corner restaurant, where is that? And you've been open for 23 years now.
Yeah, right across from the Milford Town Hall. I do gourmet brunch. I know it seems like yesterday, but it's 23 years. Just sitting here in the quaint little downtown Milford.
Oh, wait.
I know you are.
I know you know, Chaz.
Oh,
I know where you are.
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
I've been going in there for 16 years.
16 years.
And wow. I never knew the name of the restaurant. I never knew the name of the restaurant.
People come up with their own names. They call us. We have like 10 different names people have created for us.
Well, good, I'm sure.
I just look and see if there's a line out the door. Aww. I don't even look up at the sign.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. You know, that's mostly Sundays, but
right.
you're safe on a weekday. You guys, right after the show, you can come right over. And, you know.
Don't tempt us. We just might do that right now.
That would be fun. We can have an after show.
I'm not serving blood sausage or chicken.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, you heard that part, huh?
I've been there so many times and have never been disappointed. Jennifer and I were in there a few months ago.
Oh, see?
Oh, this is... Oh, I'm even more excited about this food fest.
Sounds like a road trip.
What are you guys bringing?
Well, I am bringing another pork dish, a Malaysian spiced pork. It's roasted. We're serving it in a crispy rice bowl. You can actually eat the bowl.
Nice.
And it's got eggs and crispy fried onions, cilantro, fresh ginger, and it's a very complicated brunch dish. But after hearing all that other pork... These pork, I have to bring some of our signature dish, which is our duck. And that one's made Food Network, so it's a big...
Holy crap. Look at you.
She heard the other things. She's like, oh, no, we're bringing out the big guns for
this. We got some big-time celebrity over here.
I love it.
Food Network, I've seen them.
All right, Michelle Abel, we're going to have you back on just to talk about this name thing. We're very excited. I'm very excited to have you at this.
I'm excited, too. It's really, and you know what? I have to say, you are so generous. When I've had you in here, and you donate to things we've done, so I'm glad to help you out. You know, you guys are
my honor. So,
awesome. Yeah.
All right, looking forward to talking to
you again.
Thanks
for having us.
Well, we're going to have a show breakfast there soon.
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Michelle Abel.
Michelle Abel.
Yes.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Joanne Horworth. She is... Did I get your name right? Did I pick up the wrong line?
Oh, see? Just checking. Making sure.
Oh, I did. Oops. Hey, Joanne.
Hi.
Did I get your last name right?
You did.
Look at you.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is... Like, when you think of movie theaters, you don't think of excellent food.
No. You think of popcorn and jujubes.
Bowtie Cinemas changing all of that.
Wow.
You go there and have a pizza, you'd be like, where did you get this pizza?
Oh, my God. This pizza's awesome.
But you guys are bringing your gourmet popcorn?
We are. Nice. I am.
I like what you said. We are. Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah. Well, I am.
She is.
What are you bringing? What is it?
We have signature gourmet popcorn called Jack and Harry's, and we make it on site at a bunch of different locations. I'll probably bring it from Trumbull because it's a little bit closer to you guys.
Nice.
Our concessionists like to be creative, so we'll bring some sweet and we'll bring some savory. We have barbecue, we have buffalo, we have churro, we have our signature cheddar and caramel, and if you have any suggestions or anything you'd like to taste, we'd be happy to make it.
Oh, you're too kind. Right. Everything you mentioned, boom. I think you listed the best stuff, right?
Suggestion, 50 pounds, put in my trunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to bring about 500 bags.
Nice. I think it's brilliant for you guys to like do more than just play movies. Let's provide an experience.
Exactly.
Food, best seats,
right.
Best everything.
All that.
This is really worth going out of the house for when you go to Bowtie Cinemas.
It's a destination, yes.
Yes, exactly.
It's
genius.
Full bars.
Friends.
Wait, hold it. Stop the music.
Huh?
What did you just say?
Our ultimate locations have full bars.
Ooh.
Dang.
Nice. Oh, you don't have everything.
All right. Oh. I got to see what's playing this weekend now.
Right.
Thank you for being a part of this. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, stop by and bring some popcorn someday.
Okay.
So we get up early when you're nuts.
Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
All right.
You.
Peace out.
There's no way I'm going to talk to this next person in like 30 seconds. Chris.
Yes, good morning.
Hey,
morning.
It's Chris Metzger, Chris and Roy's brotherly grub.
Ooh.
They're bringing pulled pork, but I have to tease it with that. And then can we talk to you tomorrow? Is that okay?
Sure, no problem. Yeah. But I just want to say one thing.
What's that?
Yes.
I only paid $50 for my wedding cake.
See that?
Really? Where did you get it?
I got it from Francis Lewis Bakery in Queens.
Nice. See that?
$50.
And it was the three-tier, and I had Chewbacca and Princess Leia on the top.
Ah! See? home of a discount cake.
But that's more than a discount cake. That's a custom cake.
Exactly.
It was awesome. It was a great deal. I couldn't pass it up.
Did you have to twist your bride's arm to get a Star Wars-themed cake?
Absolutely not. My wife is awesome.
Really?
Love you, Michelle.
Ah, she's right next to him. Michelle's the best.
She's right next to him.
All right, and you're bringing...
Michelle, my bell.
And you're bringing the pulled pork, and we could talk to you a little bit more about it tomorrow.
Look forward to talking to you guys tomorrow about it.
And excellent. Where is Chris and Roy's brotherly grub?
We're located in Wallingford.
Excellent.
Smooth.
Okay, we will talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for holding. Sorry we didn't get a full deal here.
No problem. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right, brother.
I'm full anyway.
I love that guy. 50 yeah. bucks for a Star Wars cake.
See that?
Wedding cake.
Right.
Hon, we're going to have a Star Wars cake. Okay. I knew I married the right girl.
May the force be with you. It was chewy.
Oh, man, this is going to be awesome. The Chaz and AJ Food Fest.
Mm.
Tickets are selling fast.
Mm.
And over 20 food vendors, and one of them, the very awesome Chris and Roy's brotherly grub.
Nice.
Chris Metzger is on the show now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Very good. A little tired, but I'm up.
Yeah, thanks for getting up early. But you own are you normally up now prepping food or no?
Well, I'm actually on my way to a gig right now, so.
Wow.
What gig?
Breakfast?
Yes, we have a breakfast and lunch gig in New Britain for the Tommaso group.
Oh.
Nice.
That's a good group. That's a big
food.
Group.
Yes.
What are you bringing to the Chaz and AJ Food Fest?
Well, you know, a lot of people are doing pulled pork, I heard yesterday, but we plan on doing pulled pork as well. We're going to do it on... Hawaiian slider rolls with some cheese sauce and French's fried onions and our homemade barbecue sauce.
Mm.
So we did a few events. We did the Michael Appetino golf event, and we did the Shaker Hyundai, and we brought that, and it went over really, really well. So we had some good response with that. So I feel like, you know, if that's what the people want, that's what we're going to give them.
That's how you do it.
Yep.
You give them your hits.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I tried it at the Shaker's Hyundai event. It was delicious.
Really? That's right, Ashley. Mm-hmm. It was. We had a great time with Ashley and the rest of the crew down there. And Pam, great time.
And Pam. Oh, Sales Pam.
Sales Pam. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Although it's free food.
Which,
by
the way. Not Pam and the Coast Guard.
Right. Right. Yeah. Although free food is up our alley.
Right. But Sales Pam, if you grab some hot pulled pork... from Chris and Roy's Brotherly Grub, and you have it in your hand, and you want to eat it while it's still warm, do not talk to Sales Pam.
No.
She will not stop talking. It's like, I'm just trying to eat over here.
I need to see what she's talking. I don't care.
There are no periods when she speaks.
No! Yeah. That's why I got to eat while she's talking.
She's so excited about everything, so you're like, I want to know where this ends, just, but like, I've been here for 4 minutes, and I don't even know how we began.
I guess, keep chewing and nod your head.
I guess it's okay if you already have the food in your hand, because then you could just eat.
Exactly.
But you if started. You're waiting to walk over there,
yeah.
don't engage
yeah.
her.
just eat. I don't care. Just talk. I'll just
so
eat.
So what's your deal? Where are you guys, and what do you do?
Well, we're located in Wallingford, and we do mostly booked events. We do, a lot of the fairs and festivals and a lot of breweries. We're at Alvarium a lot, which is a great, great spot, great people there. But, we're getting into the October season now. We've got pig roasts coming up. And
all right, so what is it, a truck?
It's a trailer. It's an 18-foot trailer.
Wow. Okay. Feel the goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're set up to do anything any size party. As a matter of fact, we met AJ at the Gray Bar trade show in Wallingford back in June.
Good food, and, man. Good eats.
That's right. Yeah. We met Dawn there, and, you know, and she's the one who got us all involved with all the Jazz and AJ stuff, so we thank her.
We love Dawn.
Yep.
Okay. I'm looking forward to trying this. So you're going to have your trailer parked outside of Grassy Hill Country Club in Orange.
That's correct.
It'd be interesting if you pulled it inside.
Correct.
But. It's a big black truck that looks, trailer rather, that looks like it's on fire.
Right.
Oh, I love it.
Yep.
So, AJ, before you even, will you park your car at the Chaz and AJ Food Fest, before you even get inside, there's food trucks.
Exactly.
Trailers.
Exactly.
Then you get inside, and then there's even more food.
It's Eat Fest.
$35 a head. Tickets online, WPLR.com. Still time for you to get in. We were talking to Chris late in the show here. We were talking about expensive wedding cakes. He got his wedding cake for $50.
See?
$50. Francis Lewis Bakery in Queens, right in Flushing. Great, great place.
How many years ago was that?
14, October 5th.
See?
Good
Ooh,
job.
You're 50, good.
And it had Star Wars on it.
You know, my wife was able to allow me to have Chewbacca and Princess Leia up top, and it was awesome.
See?
Why those two?
Yeah.
Are you
I
Chewbacca?
I know my wife is listening. Good morning, Michelle. I love you.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Why those two characters?
I'm sorry?
Why those two characters? I'm guessing you're Chewbacca. And
I have a full-size Chewbacca costume that my grandmother made me back in the day. And,
right. And his wife thinks she's...
start getting boring, I break that thing out, and it resets everything.
Right. And his wife thinks he's chewing.
You have failed me for the last time.
Oh,
wow.
I'm going to have so much fun.
Thanks.
There you go. Thank you.
I feel like the thanks had air quotes on it.
Hey, you brought it up yesterday. I didn't make it up.
All right. Thank you, Chris. We're proud to have you at the Chaz and AJ Food Fest.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you guys.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you.
This thing keeps getting better and better.
Use the force.
So if you want to buy tickets, they're $35. These things are usually $50 to $75 a head. $35. You eat like a king or a queen.
Absolutely.
Go bananas. Chaz and AJ in the Morning, 99.1 PR, the Chaz and AJ Arts Television and Appliance Food Fest, happening September 26th. Getting close.
Yes, it is.
So it's not this Thursday. It's a week.
Right.
From Thursday.
Exactly.
Holy crap.
Get your tickets!
Yeah, we're getting close. And, you know, so if you're going to go, like, don't wait until Wednesday of next week.
Yeah,
and
then, no, do
like,
it now.
Email me, like, hey, how come I can't get tickets online?
Because you didn't buy them right away.
Right. They're only $35.
Right.
And normally, you're looking at $50 or $75.
Yeah.
Proceeds going to the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus Toy Drive.
Right.
Part of the proceeds. You go to WPLR.com. Kevin from Terry Lodge is here. What'd you bring, Kev?
Right now, you guys have a menu offer, item offer menu. It's called our Burrata Salad. It's a nice
fresh. It's called I Brought a Salad?
Burrata.
Burrata. That's probably how the name got originated. So
probably.
Yeah, it was just some guy finished that he brought a salad.
Tell me about that cheese you brought.
It's got a bunch of stuff in here.
This is amazing.
Yes.
I got to take a picture of it before I start going bananas over here.
Nope. See, I didn't even wait for that.
Nope. I went bananas. I did it.
You went bananas?
There's no bananas in the salad.
So it's our fresh burrata, has baby heirloom tomatoes in it, topped off with an aceto mandatore, which is an aged balsamic. Once you poke in through the burrata, it'll just ooze out, and it gives you that food porn that everybody looks for on Instagram.
Jennifer loves this. Like, anytime she sees anything like this on the menu,
right,
she orders it.
Yep.
Now, I wouldn't, because I don't recognize the name. I'm like, yeah, give me the meatballs.
Right.
And then she'll get this, and when they put the plate down, you just smell this aroma. It's like a mountain of freshness.
Yeah. Right.
And then you cut into that cheese. Ah, oh, come on. Get out of here.
Get out of here. Hey, I brought a salad.
Hey, I brought a salad.
I brought a salad to eat in that, too.
And now part of this is going to be at the food fest, right?
So at the food fest, we're going to have something similar to this. Instead of the heirloom tomatoes, we'll have a pumpkin confitado, which we'll be using some nice butternut squash with.
Oh, my God.
Right now, it wasn't the best time for the preview because of the seasoning, but by next week it'll be perfect and prime for plucking.
This is crazy.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Is this Is this as it is right now on your menu?
As it is, this is on our menu.
Nice.
All right. I have to bring Jennifer there. She'll go bananas.
She'll dig it.
Absolutely. You should come on down. All of our pasta is fresh. It's none of that dried stuff you get from everywhere else. Everything in our kitchen is made from scratch, so we use the best ingredients.
Everything is made from scratch.
Everything is made from scratch. Right. Everything.
You went to the scratching. Yep.
Whoa.
I love that you taste the balsamic in every bite, but it's not like swimming in it.
Yeah,
right. I feel like that's a mistake that happens often.
It's got the hint.
I can't even taste the tomato sometimes because it's just soaking up too much balsamic. This is perfect.
Yeah, wow, we have very talented chefs in our company who design all the recipes, so you get a flavor of every piece of the dish in each bite.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the cheese is so good.
Pretty creamy.
Got to send this to Jennifer.
You got to make the cheese also?
What was that?
Jealous.
You made the cheese also?
We don't make this cheese, but we do make our regatta cheese.
Nice.
All right, so it's Terry Lodge, New Haven. Whereabouts in New Haven?
We're right on Park Street, 278 Park. Less than a block from the Apple Store.
Okay, perfect.
It's a big, big, big feature for Yale. Everybody loves coming in. We just had Senator Blumenthal in there last week. We had Lauren Michaels' daughter in, so shout out to her.
Oh, wow. Lauren Michaels' daughter. What, is she going to Yale?
I don't know. She was in the area, so she popped in. So,
nice.
You know, it's always an honor for us to have people come in like that and spread the word of mouth, because I'm sure they get treated special everywhere they go, but they choose to come to us, not because, you know, there's any perks, just because we're good.
Right. Then Westport, where are you?
Yep. So in Westport, we're located right at 30 Charles Street. It's literally a block from the train station, so you can't miss us when you get up the train. And we have one more in Port Chester, which is on 18 Mill Street.
Right.
That is the original. That one is very similar to the other two, but that one's a little more upscale, where it's, you know, white linen tablecloth, all that nice stuff. We're kind of a refined casual. And
are the prices the same at all of them?
Yeah. Yep. Prices are all the same. Ingredients and recipes are all the same. The only thing that differs is each restaurant has their own specialty.
Right.
So, you know, each restaurant has their own chef. So instead of using the corporate motto, we try to let the chefs have their own inspiration, have their own flair on the dishes.
Oh, that's good.
Cool. Yeah. Creative.
So they don't feel like they're working at McDonald's.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, we have our base recipes where you can get the same bolognese at each store, at each restaurant.
Good. How's your bolognese?
Amazing. Yeah. It's our number one seller.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's your signature dish?
It's our signature dish. I'll drop some off.
I was going to ask for you guys. Yeah. Nice.
Oh, we got to have you back.
Yeah.
Right. And then in New Haven, even though it's a pizza capital in the world, we're not the original. We're one of the original four.
Yeah.
But our pizza is very good. It's all made brick oven, hand-tossed dough. It's really good.
Wow.
Yeah, you can't half-ass pizza in New Haven.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to go full bore if you're going to try to keep up. Yeah, that's a good move.
Yeah, roll the big boys.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This is amazing.
You have meatballs over there?
We do have meatballs.
Really?
We have some of my heritage pork.
So you make them
meatballs.
Right there?
Yep. Everything's made right there.
Wait,
did you
say heritage pork?
Yep.
What does that mean?
It's just the way the recipe's made. It's a pork that, you know, it's not the typical stuff that you'd get. It's our own mixture and blend. So the meatball is really good. It's actually two different kinds that we have. It's one for the pizzas and one that you can get just on its own.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
You watch those cooking shows?
Yep.
Which one do you like?
I would have to say Master Chef, because Joe Bastianich is part of our restaurant group.
Okay.
Oh, is he really? Oh, yep. So nice. You have to say that.
Yes. Or else. Right. Yeah. Or else.
Yeah. Because if this audio makes it somewhere and he's listening, he'll be like, what?
Right. I got to get my brownie points in while I can.
That's right. Going to turn you into a
have
bolognese.
Have you seen that show, AJ?
Master Chef, yeah. On occasion.
How does that go?
That's the one where there's a competition, right?
Yeah, I believe it's on Fox.
It's almost like Iron Chef.
Yep. They usually have like little kids on there as well.
Yeah, they do like a kid's version.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't do a senior version because it'll be like TV dinners and whatnot, but yeah.
Who?
I made Cheez-Its.
Wouldn't watch that, though.
I made Cheez-Its. I took the squeeze cheese.
It took 5 hours, Grandma. What'd you make?
I took the squeeze
peanut
cheese.
Butter and jelly.
I took a pretzel and I made a face.
Hey. I watched that.
I crushed a bunch of potato chips in a bag and put on your ice cream.
Oh, my God. This is so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll be at the Chaz and AJ Food Fest next week. This week coming up, we'll be at the Norwalk Aquarium. They're doing a lobster fest.
Nice.
So we'll be there giving out some stuff, too.
Lobster fest featuring some of their former attractions.
Yeah. You're going to bring, like, some fish dishes?
Yeah, right. You got to do something with the inventory, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Why is there a sea turtle in this dish?
Yeah. You guys are going. We're making room.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly. Guess what? You're going to a different tank. It's a little warmer.
And, is there a dress code there, this place?
No. Just casual, whatever you want to come into.
Yeah, oh, cool.
So wear pants.
I mean, so we do special events and special occasions, anniversaries, birthdays, parties, obviously. It has a more upscale atmosphere, but we're actually a more laid-back kind of restaurant where you can come in shorts and T-shirt and flip-flops if AJ wanted to go.
See, that's so. He knew.
Ashley, do you watch cooking shows?
Not really. I can't cook very well.
I love cooking shows. Mm. Yeah, I watch them all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one do you like the best?
I like Triple D because I get these to be like different places to eat, like local areas and stuff like that.
Right.
MasterChef is awesome. I like Best Thing I Ever Ate. Bobby
that would
Flay.
Be tough.
Throw Down with Bobby Flay, stuff like that.
Throw Down
with Bobby Flay, yeah.
I like the name of
it. It's a throwdown. What happens is... Two guys with this throwdown with Bobby Flay and this beat Bobby Flay.
Oh, okay.
But what happens is you got two restaurant people compete against each other, and that person gets to face Bobby Flay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you're working your way up. So you got beat this guy, then you go against Bobby Flay, you beat him.
You win a prize or something.
You win the prestige of beating Bobby Flay.
Right.
Yeah.
We actually were invited to beat Bobby Flay on October 8th. Nice. We're going to compete with him.
Nice.
Oh, and... Really?
Yeah. They're taping us on the 8th, and then.
So how do you figure out which of your from Terry Lodge?
From Terry Lodge.
And how do you decide which chef gets to go?
Right now, one of our owners is going to be going. So.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Very very skillful guy.
Wow.
The guy pays the bills.
Someone who's going on to beat Bobby Flay,
right.
Basically, they're going to this restaurant is going to be at the Chazanet Food Fest.
Exactly. Yep. See.
Yeah.
So you have like major competitors at this place.
Yeah. There's so many dishes coming to this food fest that have been on these food shows.
Yeah.
And chefs that have been on these, it's an honor. It's a big deal.
I'm not getting for like 4 days before this thing happens.
Well, we thank you for being a part of our food fest.
Yeah, I appreciate the offer.
Thank you.
You know, there's going to be a line.
Oh, it's going to be a madhouse. There's going to be a madhouse.
People are going to line up for this.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. This, man.
The
this
food fests are always great. You come down, you get stuffed, you try, you know, a ton of different restaurants, and it's $35. So
if I walked in the door and you just threw this burrata in my mouth, I'd be like, I'm good.
Yeah. Hey, this is price worth of the $35. Joey C was here Friday. That was worth the $35.
Right.
Now, can you keep going back to the same booth? I don't even know how this is going to work.
Why not?
Yeah, so people usually come back, and it's funny because they'll come back like, what is this? I'm like, you were just here 4 times. You know what it is.
If I keep him talking about it, he won't notice I've eaten 3 of them.
Right. But I'm going to have like a fake mustache and a hat.
Right, the glasses with the mustache attached.
And I'll talk with an accent. I don't even know what this accent is.
Just line your pockets with Ziploc bags, fill them up, bring out.
That's right.
Exactly right.
This is amazing, by the
way. It really is.
Yeah, perfect. Really. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. Kevin from Terry Lodge, one of the many restaurants that'll be featured at the Chaz and AJ Food Fest. Tickets on sale, WPLR.com. Beer from Milford Point Brewery. And Chris is on the phone. Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning. How much beer are you bringing?
Lots.
Beer. That's, you know what?
Yeah,
funny?
Lots of beer.
That's
we're bringing
the only
enough.
Word I wanted
I'm sorry?
To hear. That's the only word I wanted to hear after I said, how much beer are you bringing?
Lots, yes.
Lots.
Or should I say enough? How about that?
Mm. I like lots.
Lots is better. Yeah, go with lots.
Yeah.
Go with lots. Sounds better.
Yeah,
or more than enough.
More than enough. We're going to bring probably 2 to 3 different flavors.
Nice.
We'll probably bring an IPA.
Oh,
We have a New England style IPA called Anchor Beach. Again, we're out of Milford and Milford Point, so all of our beers are named after points of interest.
Oh,
in
I
town,
love that.
So we're going to bring. Yeah, so we're going to bring our Anchor Beach, and then we're probably going to bring also definitely our Devon Wheat.
Oh,
so,
Devon Wheat.
You need one called High Street. That'd be great.
No, we don't have that one yet.
No, AJ's flip flop.
No, High Street would be funny. You would drink High Street, wouldn't you? I'd drink High Street, yes.
Yes.
What's wrong with you?
No one's quite sure.
What's going on over there?
No one's quite sure.
How long have you guys been open?
We've been open since April of 2018.
Nice.
You still got the new car smell.
Exactly, a new beer smell.
Phil, have you tried this beer?
Yeah, we do.
I haven't been to Milford Point, no.
We got to get over there.
We have to go over there. Let's go now!
Yeah, I can meet you there right now.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're right off exit 40, so it's.
I want to call you on that. We could send an in. Is our intern 21?
Nope.
Oh, damn it.
Forget it.
Right. You have to send me instead.
Although Ashley would volunteer to do traffic
from your. She would, yes.
I'm sorry. Where are you located?
We're right off exit 40 off of 95, so okay. Right on Woodmont Road, and we're in one of the industrial buildings really close to the Dunkin' Donuts and across from the Pilot gas station.
Okay, I know exactly where you are.
Yeah.
Gotcha, right.
Yeah.
Yep, oh, yep. That's a good spot.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's very convenient, and I mean, it's called Milford Point Brewing. I used to live on Milford Point Road, hence See? The name. That's where it all started.
There you go.
And the brewery is on the Woodmont side, so sometimes people are asking, well, kind of wrong side, and that's true, but it works out well because there are other breweries in town, and we're not in each other's backyard, so we're on the opposite side of town, and
right.
we service a lot of people. We have restaurants that we make beer for.
Oh, like which ones?
We do a lot for Jimmy's Pizza.
Okay. I've seen your tap in there, yep.
Oh, yeah, hey, cool. There you go. Yep. Yeah, we always have beer on tap for them. We make actually a special beer for Bonfire and the Bridge House.
Nice.
We sell beer to Eli's. We've done stuff for Stonebridge.
Nice.
Cool.
We do Citrus. Yeah.
Not all walking
yeah,
distance. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we do a lot.
Did you start? Is this one of those stories where, like, you started in your garage or something?
Yes. Well, basement, yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Right.
Until my wife kicked me out because of the smell.
Right. Yeah. Of the beer yourself.
How much beer were you brewing in your basement before she said, all right, you got to get a spot?
I was brewing, well, it was 5-gallon batches, and I was probably brewing every few weeks. What kind of started it all is I haphazardly entered into a competition out of Stanford, and I had no idea, and I didn't even attend the judge night, and I got a phone call a few days later that I'd won, and that prompted me to really kind of do something. And I have one business partner. He and I are great friends. Jerry Candido is his name, and
he's the money bags.
I'm sorry.
He's the money bags.
He and I have equal different things that we do. He's more on the construction side.
Gotcha. Okay. Right.
But we've known each other well for a long time. His daughter, my daughter, played softball together, so he coached my daughter. And
that's cool.
You know, one day we decided to put this together. So
nice.
I feel like we should try this beer immediately.
I think we should. We need to sample it. Make sure it's okay.
Yeah, I think sounds like a good Friday after show Facebook Live.
Make it a point to a Milford Point.
Yeah, all right. Ash, write that down
all
on
right.
your list to do, please.
Just writing a lot of things down.
Everything I'm reading online says people love to go to the Milford Point because Milford Point Brewing because they're very dog friendly. So half the pictures of their Yelp reviews are like dogs all over the place.
Wow. That's cool.
Good job, Chris.
I love it.
Yeah. We like a lot of places. We're dog friendly. We're kid friendly. We get food trucks. We get live music.
Kid friendly.
Send the intern.
Can't bring my cat, huh? No.
Yeah. We have the games. We have a different. We have like the shuffleboard, and we got. I actually took on my kid's old board games. So we have like the game operation in there.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah, a couple of funny bone. The funny bone. That's the hardest one to get.
The pencil.
And when you're
that's right.
And when you're got a couple of beers and you're like a regular surgeon, like oh, shaking hands and whatnot. So exactly.
That's really annoying.
I love this guy. Chris, we can't thank you enough for being part of the Chaz and AJ Arts Television Appliance Food Fest.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to see you next week. So
you're going to have samples.
Lots and lots, he said.
Definitely.
Okay,
he said lots.
Lots and lots. Because I'm going to get in line, I'm going to get a sample, and then I'm going to go to the back of the line.
And get another sample. Right. You're going to sample lots and lots.
I'll mark down how many samples you have. Just,
all right.
Just in case.
Then you'll get a bill.
All right, thank you, Chris.
Oh, you're welcome, guys. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, man.
We'll be in touch with him real soon.
Damn straight.
Yeah, we got to get some beer for Friday now.
Of course.
Yeah. tickets on sale for this. They're $35. They should be 50 or 75 with the amount of food and stuff that'll be there. Get them at WPLR.com. I know what you're all thinking.
What?
What is Joe Collier from Savin Rock Roasting Company bringing to the Chaz and AJ Arts, Television, and Appliance Food Fest a week from tomorrow.
You read my mind.
I know it's been on the minds of everyone on the planet.
Every waking moment, man.
We have him on the show now to unveil that.
Hey, hey, hey.
Good morning.
All right, he's bringing hay three times.
Three
morning,
bales
boy.
Of hay.
Morning,
nice.
Morning,
hey, what's happening, my hey. Brother?
How you doing?
Good.
So what I'm bringing is I figured this year I would just bring a little beef.
A little beef.
A little beef.
A little beef.
Yeah, a little beef. I'm going to bring a hind-quarterling cow.
What's that now? Can you get into it?
I'm going to bring a hind-quarter leg of cow.
A hind-quarter leg of cow.
Okay.
Well, actually of steer.
Of steer.
Of steer.
Cow.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So it's a 70-pound piece of roast beef.
Gotcha.
70 pounds of meat.
What's everybody else going to eat?
Jesus.
Yeah, and we'll bring a little horseradish, too, just in
nice.
Case.
Yeah, I like Joe brings, you know.
Comfort food.
The heavy artillery.
Exactly, right. Really heavy, yeah. 70 pounds.
So what is, that's round roast, what? Right?
I'm sorry?
What is that called? Round roast?
Actually, there are three different cuts. Yeah. There's a part of the chuck, the round, and some of the flap.
Oh.
Okay.
Some of the flap?
Hmm.
I'm only flap.
Yeah. It doesn't sound good, but it's one of the most tender parts. It really is.
Someday I have a guest on, and they're going to have a good, clear cell phone.
Yeah.
I just want to say something first of all. All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for you guys doing all that you do.
Oh, stop, and Joe.
Thank you for your flat.
Seriously, guys, mm-hmm. You don't have to do this, and you do it every year, and you do it swell.
Oh, for the toy drive?
Yeah.
Yeah, part of the proceeds of the $35 ticket will go to the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus toy drive.
How about the kids, man?
Yes. But this is also, this event is about eating and about the kids.
Exactly.
So helping kids
and filling
and
your
eating. If you don't get to go to the food fest, or if you do get to go to the food fest, you have to go by Seven Rock Roasting Company in West Haven. How long have you been there now?
12 years.
12 years.
12.
Best meatballs?
Yep.
Best carrot cake.
Their pastrami sandwiches are amazing. So.
Hands down. Joe, yep. Thank you, brother. We'll see you a week from tomorrow.
Looking forward to it.
All right, brother.
Have a great day, buddy.
You too, man. All right, so tickets are going faster. $35, WPLR.com. Now, look, it's taco time.
Look at that. Oh, my God.
Everybody say taco time on three. One, two, three.
Taco time!
All right, let's give rehearsal.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Craig Robinson's in studio. He's at Stress Factory all weekend. And we are, he's going to leave the state probably 10 pounds heavier because we have
so.
Pepe's
easily.
Going there tonight.
Right.
And then we have Little Pub just arrived. They're part of the Chaz and AJ Arts Television and Appliance Food Fest,
yes.
And they brought tacos!
Tacos!
Thank you, Doug. And who's with you?
Kirsten.
Yeah. Have I met you? Were you at the, you were at the, who was it, that show? I can't think of it.
What's that?
The guy from, anyway.
Are y'all two boyfriend and girlfriend?
The guy from,
No.
Who was it?
Where was it at?
Candlebox.
Oh, Candlebox. Okay.
Candlebox. Right. The acoustic Candlebox
show.
Got you.
Yeah. Right.
And you guys just opened up at Stratford?
We did.
Yeah. Nice.
Wednesday night.
Wow.
Nice. So, lucky you, Stratford. I'm a little jealous.
And he still brought tacos.
He did.
He still brought tacos.
Yeah.
See? Right. He's got a million restaurants. Just opened one.
Busy guy.
And he brought us tacos.
Exactly. What a great guy.
Can we dig in right now?
Absolutely.
All right.
I would say yes.
Craig, you going to have a taco?
Of course
I am going to have a taco.
Right. Gentlemen.
Come on, guys, get some taco breakfast.
Can I sprinkle some duck pickles on?
Taco breakfast.
Yeah. All right. Oh, my God, these are so good.
I know.
Craig Robinson with the office and hot tub time machine, and
yep.
This is the end. And
all the stuff.
In studio, and he had Stress Factory all weekend.
Yes.
Why not say we have Stress Factory? We have a great show. Now I'm a host.
It's almost like Bobcat Goldthwait.
Right.
You had to talk.
My goodness.
And we have, what are these? These tacos.
Pulled pork.
No. Mushu.
Mushu. Mushu pork. That was it.
They're insane.
They're amazing. Thank right. You.
I was just telling Doug, I always look for something that, you know, will bring me back.
Exactly, yeah.
I've only had one thing there, and I'm like, oh, this would bring me back.
Oh, yeah.
These tacos.
Big time, yeah.
Oh.
And a bunch of locations, too, so you can go anywhere.
That's right.
Yep.
Did you want to do a song about Little Pub? Let's just see.
I just had a taco. Actually, I think I might have had two. And some kind of delicious pork. I think it's called mushu.
That's, how do you do that?
I don't know exactly. But I'm going to do it again. Go down a little floor. You might make a friend. Yeah.
Wow. Nice.
That's amazing. Look, we just made a commercial for you.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Can you air check it out, please?
Yeah. Well, we got to let you go because there's other radio stations and things you have to do.
Yeah.
The listeners are going bananas for you. The tribe wants to just thank you for all the great memories. Thank you for all of the good times you brought them.
Don't forget Stress Factory
tonight, tomorrow, Sunday.
Yes.
And so it's Vinnie Brand opening.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Frankie Quinones.
Hey, Frankie.
Hey. And Todd Rex with the allergies.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, thank you.
Honor to have you.
Been a blast.
Oh, my God. We'll remember this day forever. And your songs will be played on this radio station for years to come.
It will, yes.
Thank you, man.
Right thank on. You. All
thank right. you.
I want to thank Little Pup for coming with these tacos.
Oh, my God. These are amazing.
I got to close this breakdown now because I need taco number three.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I'm trying to finish taco number two.
Little Pup, five locations. They just opened one in Stratford.
Go.
And man.
Go.
It's a sweet spot.
Yeah, trust me.
Yeah. So if we don't see a Little Pub over the weekend or whatever, the Chaz and AJ Arts Television and Appliance Food Fest tickets are on sale, $35. Those are worth the $35
damn
right there.
Damn straight,
absolutely.
Man.
Yep.
And then you got 20-something vendors there. The best food under one roof.
It's happening
Thursday. Bring your eating pants.
We're eating pants.
And I heard there's three tables of wine coming, plus all the beer, plus the vodka. So
right. It's
a cash bar, but, you know. There'll be plenty of samples.
Flops and intents.
Very
thank
nice.
You guys.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I believe those. Those are the best tacos I've ever had in my life.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Wow. I'm still hearing a ringing in my ears from the can lid hitting me in the head.
I keep hearing pang, pang.
Phil, do you have any of those effects or? No, not yet.
Not yet.
Well, we have some food to make ourselves feel better.
Oh, good, yeah.
About the damage to our brains.
Comfort food, yes. What's food?
Samantha from Whiskey Barrel in studio. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So you're the old Frog Pond, right?
Yep, we're right at 251 East Main Street in Stratford.
I love that place.
Yeah.
Like, I went to the Frog Pond for years, but now it's totally different.
Completely renovated.
Yeah, completely.
Top to bottom.
Right.
Scrubbed.
Different pond now. Different frogs.
New water.
Different pond, yes.
New
lily pads, a whole nine yards.
Exactly.
Yes. Right. The old
I like the name Whiskey Barrel.
I like that too, yeah.
So I'm guessing you guys
had
specialize in whiskey. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We do 121 different varieties.
You had me at whiskey.
Right.
That's a nice shirt.
It's like a Doors song. Whiskey Barrel.
Well, they have the song Whiskey Bar.
I got hit in the head with a garbage can, so.
Multiple times.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
I had a lot of head trauma today.
What did you bring for us to eat?
So we bought our bourbon barreled aged steak tips.
Oh, my God.
That's the way to do it.
Bourbon barreled.
Yum.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
We are going to have to take a picture of that before we dive in. Yep. Are you bringing this to the food fest?
This will be there on Thursday at the food fest featuring from Whiskey Barrel.
Nice.
Oh, man. They just took the lid off. I looked at it and I can smell it now.
Yeah. I see a bunch of hearts around you right now.
My stomach started. Is the hearts from me getting hit in the head.
I'm seeing Dreamweaver. Dreamweaver! Yeah.
Yeah. This is pretty amazing.
Wow.
The Chaz and AJ Arts Television and Appliance Food Fest happening Thursday. Handful of tickets left. Get your tickets at WPLR.com. They're only $35.
Yes.
Portion of the proceeds go to the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet Lexus Toy Drive.
So we do.
We got to have some right now, right?
Of course.
AJ, get in here.
You can't be rude.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So what do you have, Phil? You have some of the hits to the head?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That was the first time we hit you there, Chaz.
Oh, yeah, that was... That was a good strike. You know, we need plates. Can Swipe get some plates?
Yeah.
I got you covered.
Oh, you really?
I brought plates and silverware.
She's the best.
You brought tapas, little plates.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then who's Joe?
Joe to my left. He's with me from Whiskey Barrel.
So what is he? Is he co-owner, manager? What is
he
doing?
Yep, he works with me there.
There you go, see?
Okay.
Right.
All right.
That's all. It smells really good in this room, right?
Yeah,
now.
Try some now.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we soak them in bourbon. It's a 1,000-story red wine reduction, nice. Some heirloom tomatoes, and fresh rosemary.
Wow, look at this stuff. Wow.
Wow.
All right. I'm going to grab a steak tip here.
Ashley, would you like some?
Absolutely.
Come on in.
All right. You got it.
A little tough to get on the plate here. Here we go. The heirloom tomatoes. Got to
well,
have those.
AJ has one eye down today and just had multiple head concussions.
Right. So, who are you people?
Lots of impacts to the head yet.
Not impacts.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's try this. First of all, it looks delicious.
Thank you.
It smells amazing, too.
Oh, my God. The sauce is incredible.
Yeah.
The meat itself is nice and tender.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. You'll like this one.
Oh, my God. I walked in here and it smells so good.
It does, doesn't it? Oh, thank you, Swipe.
You're welcome.
That was me.
Okay. All right, let me get a fork out of here.
Yep. What's nice about it is it's a, you know, the right size piece of meat. Like, you can actually just put the whole thing in your mouth so you don't have time to cut it.
Right.
You know, you just kind of, it's like bite-sized chunks. The heirloom tomatoes.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic. Oh,
so
nice.
Juicy.
Nice flavor to the tomatoes. They like really garden fresh. Like, they just like picked them like a moment ago.
Oh, my God.
Yep. 6 a.m. We were in the kitchen.
Wow. Oh,
really?
My God.
Thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
How long have you guys been open?
So we're going on a year and 6 months now.
Wow. Holy cow, that
super excited
fast.
For Thursday to kind of meet a bunch of people at the Food Fest.
Yeah.
Get our name out there, a little more exposure.
Cool.
It's a good location, too, because you're right off of 95.
Yeah, we have a great time. 7 days. We have live music, full service, family, food, fun. A little bit of something for everyone.
Nice.
I like that family food fun.
And that rhymes. Something for everyone.
That was my goal.
Family food fun. Something for everyone.
It makes Ashley shake her hiney,
a little
apparently.
Bit of a songwriter.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey.
You know,
the sauce
the shirt
is
and the food.
Oh my God, I'm going to have
what's
some more.
What's the sauce? The sauce tastes really good.
So we did a 1,000-story red wine reduction.
Okay. What does that mean, a 1,000-story?
So it's a type of wine that we carry in our restaurant.
Okay.
It's a bourbon barrel-aged wine.
Nice.
And so it's a really
slow
tall
marinate
building.
Them, get them nice and tender. Then we soak, render down some red wine before we mix it all together and infuse the flavors.
Are you the owner, the manager?
The owner.
The owner. Nice.
That's a tangy. Very nice and tangy.
You got to drizzle some extra sauce on top.
And who's the chef? Is it you? You come up with the recipes?
Yep, I do everything.
Wow, everything.
Everything.
Yep, multitasking.
Catch me behind the bar, in the front, bussing tables,
you
whatever you need.
You look pretty happy for someone who handles all that.
Bouncing outside when the bands are in there. Come on.
Yeah.
Exactly, right? Parking cars.
She's at the door.
Ballet.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, later on, he's picking up the cigarette butts out of the parking lot and all that good stuff.
Have you driven by in the morning and seen me?
That was you. You look like a crazy lady over there.
We can't thank you enough for being a part of this Food Fest year one. You know, part of the proceeds going to the toy drive. But, you know, when you can pay $35 and get in and, like, eat like a crazy person, like, it's just not going to end.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be one of the first stops.
Are you bringing anything other than this? Like, you don't have to. Like, that's worth $35 right there.
We are bringing a surprise little bourbon tasting on the side.
Nice.
Ooh.
See that?
Ooh. Compliment the steak tips.
There you
all
go,
right.
See?
New one, three. One, two, three.
Ooh. Ooh.
I was close.
I think I officially know the first stop I'm making now on the Food Fest tour.
What is it, Phil?
Yeah, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
You got to get over there before they're gone.
I want to drink the sauce in a cup.
Do it.
It's so good.
It really is, right? Like a little like
is that like a secret recipe? I'm guessing people.
Well, it's not a secret. She just told
everybody. Yeah, not too many people
she
know.
She just told everybody. Not a secret anymore.
Yeah.
It was
well,
a secret.
She,
that's all right.
I'm sure she didn't tell everybody.
This is
like,
true.
I mean, every ingredient.
There's like one ingredient.
The mixture.
Missing.
There's right. one surprise.
Yeah. Right. We put love in there as well. So.
Well, thank you, Samantha. Thank you,
Joe. I appreciate
thanks for getting
it. Thank
up
you.
Early and bringing this in.
Of course.
And we look forward to seeing you Thursday.
Yes.
Thank you.
Whiskey Barrel
yes.
in the house.
Woo!
Boy, these are all good problems to have.
Yes.
Don't know where to start at the Chaz and AJ Arts Television and Appliance Food Fest on Thursday.
Seriously.
The other good problem is there's only a handful of tickets left, so you got to buy them now.
Yeah, hurry up.
$35, eat like a king.
Exactly.
Eat like a queen.
Either or.
Captain Mike from Lobster Craft. Good morning, my brother.
Good morning.
Morning.
Let me guess, you're bringing something that has lobster in it.
Good guess. How did you figure that out?
I was just struck in the head with a garbage can
right.
several times, and I believe right. I have psychic powers now.
Exactly. Plus, Lobster Craft, you know.
Yes. What are you bringing?
We are bringing the Connecticut State Sandwich. Oh. Hot buttered lobster on a toasted bun.
Oh. Boom.
Nice.
Damn.
That works.
I didn't know that was the Connecticut State Sandwich. I didn't know we had a state sandwich.
Go. We just can't afford it, yeah.
I'm happy that I actually taught you something.
Is there a lot of tax on it? Or?
Where are you guys? So you're a food truck, right?
We are. We have two restaurants, one in Fairfield and one in South Norwalk, and we have two food trucks. We've been food trucks for about 9 years now.
Wow.
Oh, so
the restaurants are kind of new.
You seem like you were food trucks before food trucks were a thing, right?
Yeah. It was me and the Melt Mobile girls down in Stamford that started a truck that wasn't your regular hot dog sort of street vendor. It was a little the next level up. You know, we like to call them gourmet food trucks.
Very nice.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, because you're so much more than a food truck.
As they should be. Right. Yes.
Yeah, we don't, as a matter of fact, we don't really street vend much anymore. It's mostly catering, private parties, special events, corporate lunches, like that. But for things like this, man, we're happy to come.
Awesome.
We love it.
Thank you.
Wow, we can't wait to see you. Are you going to be with the truck outside or in the building?
That'll be up to my partner, Steve. He's the marketing guy.
Okay.
But... If it was up to me, I'd be everywhere. I want to get out there. My favorite job is working the window on the truck.
So. There you go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we don't know if you're going to have the truck at the food fest or if you'll be inside the room.
In a booth, yeah.
Or both.
Ah. Or both.
In and out. I like that.
All of the above.
Girl marketing. Like that.
Matter of fact, go to the men's room. Also,
we'll
he pops
get him
out.
In the parking lot. And we'll get him in the building.
We'll get him in the lobby. We'll get him everywhere.
Yeah.
Even the closet.
That's smart.
Yes.
We're going to cover it. We're going to cover it all.
Yep. They got it. They're all over it.
All literally. Right. So if you have Absolutely. The truck outside, you're still going to have that lobster sandwich outside?
That's what the truck does, yeah.
Cool.
And we got a couple different sandwiches. You know, we got figured out how to infuse hot peppers in the butter. We got something called the Heat Wave. It's a little spicy, but it won't take away from the lobster, though.
Oh.
It's a great one. And an LVLT, bacon, lettuce, tomato on the hot lobster. I mean, we got a whole bunch of different revisions of it. It's really wow.
There's
kind
no
of fun.
Weak
a lot of
link
fun.
In this list,
no.
in this roster of
no.
food
no,
coming
yeah.
to the food fest.
Eating pants is key here.
Yeah, it's going to be like going to the Big E. Well, we're not going to be able to do everything, so we're just going to have to pick a couple things that we really want to do.
I'm trying everything. I'm going for it.
Yeah, you. Oh, really?
Well, I'm going to go
like,
for it.
It sounds like you should start off. You should start off with the surf and turf. Your previous guest and us.
Exactly right. Little steak tip, a little lobster, then move on.
Whiskey
there you
barrel,
go.
Right? Captain Mike from Lobster Craft.
Slice of pizza in between things. Yep.
This is like one of those choose your own adventure books, except instead of dying, you just get great food everywhere.
Right.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Captain Mike. We'll see you Thursday.
All right. Thanks for talking.
All right, bro.
See you later.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
My God.
All right, so it's Thursday. It starts at 5:30, goes to 8:30. Tickets are $35. Let's go to Jeff from Brewport. Jeff, what are you bringing?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey,
Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm starving. I'm listening to you guys eat steak tips while I'm on the phone.
Is that bad or what?
Well, get in here. Have some.
Yeah, forgot.
They brought a lot.
I had to get a beer, so, you know, that's
right.
That's the thing you got to do, you know?
Little eye-opener.
So, what I'm bringing is, well, you know, at your request, I am bringing Wellington's Old Style Root Beer.
Nice. Thank you so much. I love that stuff.
And I'm going to have a special gift for every one of your guests, so they'll all get a little sample glass.
Nice.
When they come in. And because there's going to be all this great food, I figured you guys need something to wash it down with.
Obviously.
And we're going to bring a variety of our canned beer products.
Awesome.
Yum.
See, I got to have beer for all this, you know.
I figure, you know, I mean, we do New Haven-style pizza, but that doesn't travel very well, and we don't have a portable oven. So I figure the best way to help you guys out is to give people something to wash down all that great food with.
Bring the suds, yes.
We needed that. So there's going to be beer, wine, vodka, Lynx drinks. And you could go to the bar if you want to drink something, but you really won't have to.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have, like, a particular taste, you can do that.
Yeah.
You know, we got something for everybody.
Oh, man.
I've had that root beer. It's amazing.
Oh, so have I. It's my fave.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know how I'm going to fit all this. Is the dilemma.
Well, the whole thing.
Can I get a bag surgically attached to my stomach?
You could eventually, yes.
I just want to taste everything.
Use a plunger. Just keep pushing it down. A clean plunger, obviously. Not right. One, you know.
Yeah, not
key.
A used plunger.
That's key. Yeah, that's the ruin your appetite entirely, yes.
Jeff and I go back to the overnights on PLR. I used to come up.
Really?
Where were you working then?
Oh, that was way back. First brewery was Diglio's in Hamden. It was
Diglio's.
A one-barrel system that didn't last very long.
Yeah.
Diglio's.
That was like 1989 or something.
It's a long, long time ago.
Yeah, but history.
You guys got to remember, what do power eaters do? They always drink something between every single bite of food.
Exactly.
So they can
That's
make
right.
more room.
That's
right.
Right.
So he's
bringing you guys something to drink.
Yeah, he's performing a service here.
You know what I'm going to do? Who was it from Long Island we used to have on? He said he would just drink a gallon of water.
Ed like, Cookie Jarvis.
Every day.
Yep.
Yeah. Just to stretch his stomach out.
Really?
Ed Cookie Jarvis.
I'm going to start drinking water
you
right
get
now.
You get 72 hours to start the stomach stretching.
All right, here we go.
All right, Jeff. Thank you, brother. We'll see you Thursday.
Great. Can't wait.
Oh, man.
Figure by Wednesday, it's too late.
If you haven't been to Brewport and Bridgeport, like, you know, you got to put it on your list of things to do.
There's, yeah.
That place is... I was just talking about it to my cousin Steve over the weekend.
Yeah.
It's a destination.
It really
yes.
is. It's a very cool place. Good hangout.
Allie with Silver Sands, what are you bringing to the Food Fest on Thursday?
Hello. Hello, guys. How have you been?
Good. How have you been?
Not bad. Thank you. Well, we will be bringing our wood fire pizza truck on Thursday and making pizza in front of the people, so it'll be hot and fresh pizza served to everybody that wants our pizza.
Be hot and fresh.
See, here's the dilemma. You might not even make it inside.
Right.
Yeah. There will probably be a group of people just outside,
right.
And they just never walk in.
Almost like tailgating, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, yeah, whatever. Like, as long as we're serving the people there in front before we get in or inside, we're happy.
Exactly.
And how long have you been doing pizza with these trucks?
Oh, well, we have two pizzerias, actually, and we've had it for almost 10 years, one in Milford and one in Wellingford. And for the past 3-4 years, we have our trucks, and now we have two pizza trucks, two wood fire pizza trucks. And yeah, so it's been like about 3-4 years, and people seem to like us a lot. That's what we've noticed.
That's very modest.
Yes.
People love you guys.
Exactly.
Their pizzas come out in a flash. It's like you take a slice, you look down, it's like all of the pizzas have tripled. What's happened?
Oh my God.
That's important.
Like rabbits. Multiply.
You don't want to stand around a pizza truck waiting.
Nope.
Waiting. And then a pizza comes out. It's gone.
Right.
And then now you're waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New one in a flash.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but yeah, like it takes about 90 seconds to cook a pizza.
Oh, my God.
As I said.
90 seconds.
90 seconds.
Wow.
Not bad. But because, yeah, we could sometimes have a line of people. We do tell them, you know, it could be a wait if we do have a crowd of people. But, you know, it's in and out the oven, one after the other. And, yeah, so... Hopefully everybody would enjoy their pizza on Thursday.
We're looking forward to it. We can't wait to see you guys try the pizza, and thank you for being part of it.
Thank you for inviting us. We are so happy and, you know, to be part of it and to be out there. And my husband, Oz, loves to be out there with people trying to go to every invite that we're welcome to.
And
thank you for inviting us.
Our pleasure. We will see you Thursday.
Thank you, guys.
Good for it. Jazz and AJ, Napoli Nissan of Milford News.
All right. We had a presidential visit to Connecticut over the weekend. We're going to get to that in a second.
Okay.
First, let me... This almost ties into a visit from a Polish president.
Okay.
Because you can't talk about Poland without vodka.
Of course,
this would be American-made vodka. That's going to be at the Chaz and AJ Arts Television and Appliance Food Fest on Thursday. Leo from Got Attitude Vodka.
Nice.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Morning.
Excellent. And, you know, we should have had you come in with samples. That would have been a fun show, right?
Yeah, we would have had attitude.
Yeah.
Would have been happy to. Guess we'll have to just make up for it at the Food Fest.
Yes.
Sure will.
I like that. I also like, you know, we're going to bring that garbage can that we were smashing each other in the head with.
Right, yes.
And, I think if, like, maybe we'll do trivia, and if you win, you get a shot of vodka, and if you lose, we hit your head
nice.
With a garbage can.
You get a shot either way.
Yeah. So where is your Got Attitude vodka made?
We manufacture in Idaho, right next to the potato field.
Look at that. See that?
100% American-made potato vodka. No
oh.
Additives.
That works.
Wow.
That's cool.
And so that's
naturally gluten-free.
Wow.
And so that's why you want to be right next to the potato field.
Exactly right.
It's like there's no shipping. They're fresh.
Right. Just leap over the fence, get some.
Yeah. How much vodka are you bringing?
Enough.
Enough.
That's exactly the answer. You know, we're not like 18 cases.
Excuse me.
The thing about our vodka is there's only 80 calories and 1.5 ounces. So, you know, it's not going to stop you from eating whatever food you want.
Exactly.
We're the low-calorie alternative there.
Right. Oh, that's big.
Yeah. Now, standing up afterwards, I may have a problem with that, but...
It's 80 calories for how much?
1.5 ounces.
Wow.
Nice.
That's good.
That's very good.
That's real good.
It's a good ratio.
So you don't feel guilty.
No.
And you just keep getting back in line.
Guilt-free vodka.
That's why ballerinas drink it.
Guilt-free buzz.
See, that's why ballerinas drink it.
And you won't get the hangover in the morning.
No, you will not.
Wait.
Because there's no sugar involved.
Seriously?
Yeah. If you remember, we had...
Yeah, no, there's no sugar added.
We had a buddy of ours drink vodka all the time by the rock glass, lots of it. And next morning, he'd be like, hey, guys, how you doing? Because no hangover. The rest of us would be holding our heads going, oh, my God, I can hear paint dry. He's like, hey, how you doing?
Oh, wow.
Yep. No hangover vodka.
Oh, I love that.
Yep.
And can you get this vodka anywhere?
You can. It's at your local liquor store. If not, you can ask them if they can get it. Otherwise, from, like, restaurants, we're over at J. Ruth's in North Haven, the Fireside Cafe in New Haven, Barracuda's. The Stony Creek Brewery carries us. We're now up at the casino as well at the Foxwoods.
Right.
Orange Ale House in Orange. So we cover the state.
Oh, wow. So you're spreading like wildfire.
Well, we do a lot of charity events. We have we actually have something for the Ridgefield Playhouse coming up this Saturday.
Smooth.
We do the Mohegan Sun Wine and Food Fest. We do the Shoreline Arts Alliance.
That's
we have,
smart.
Like, a Halloween party and some other things.
Well, you got to get out there so people hear about you and try it and then say, this is my vodka.
Right. Plus, the name is fun. Got Attitude.
Got Attitude.
Yeah, you got Attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Why was your problem? Oh, sorry. Vodka.
More than a liquor brand, it's a lifestyle statement. It says it's good to be you.
Nice.
Oh, I like that.
Ooh, me too.
All right, well, thank you for being a part of our food fest. And,
oh, my pleasure.
Thank you for bringing vodka.
Yep, we'll see you Thursday.
We'll see you Thursday.
Sounds great.
Woo, woo.
See you then.
All right, Leo, we got Attitude Vodka.
Smooth.
How you doing? How you been? How you good? You just look good.
Look what we got in the studio now.
What you got over here? Where's over here?
Meatballs.
Hey, hi, meatballs. How you doing?
From Riverview Bistro. Nice.
Yay!
So these aren't just meatballs. You know, in no disrespect to many restaurants.
But right.
A lot, when you have a meatball, it's a lot of breadcrumbs.
Yes.
You can almost, it almost doesn't look like meat. You know?
Right, yeah. It's like a mocha ball.
These are meatballs.
Right.
And they're Dave's grandmother's recipe.
Oh, Nana.
How are you, brother?
Yes, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Thanks for being part of the food fest on Thursday.
Listen, I appreciate getting invited to the first one.
We have a real problem. We don't know what to eat. You got to eat everything.
Yeah.
How can you do it?
We have a dilemma here. A good dilemma to have, obviously. But
yeah. Can we get Swipe to do some meatball deliveries? Just tell him he can't eat the meatball.
Right. Yeah.
All right? Because he did that to the Whiskey Barrel.
Oh, did he?
He jumped in before anybody else.
This is true.
But there's some plates here. One's for you, Phil. And then there's two plates for the Monkey Kid.
Thank you.
Cool. All
right. Swipe's going to come in, but he's going to look like me because Swipe might not be here right now.
Oh, he's gone?
He just leaves, you know.
Right.
Oh, my
really?
God.
He's just like, I got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, okay, bye.
Swipe had to poop.
So, yeah, Meatball's coming in.
Yeah, all right. He's making his own order.
I think Swipe's in the kitchen making tea.
He's got it pretty good. The rest of us are working. The intern's having tea. Nice.
Remember when interns actually did stuff?
Yeah.
That was amazing, wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to try one now.
Nice.
The new age.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Oh.
Is it good?
It's better than good.
Oh, my God.
I saw Swipe walking back. Yep.
You know what it is, too? The sauce.
Oh, yeah? Here we go. I can't wait to try this.
Meatball!
Meatball!
Get some, your meatball.
Got a little bit of bread over here, some sauce, I'm saying.
There's still some tickets available, like a handful at WPLR.com.
Good heavens, man.
And if you see Sean, buy him a couple tickets.
Yes.
How do you make these meatballs? What's in there?
So it's, well, the exact recipe will be for something off the air.
Oh, I gotcha. That's your grandmother's recipe.
So it's my mother-in-law's mother made the recipe. Then she passed it down, and she was gracious enough to allow us to use it for the restaurant. And, of course, she stops in now and then to do some taste testing to make sure it's okay and it matches what she wants it to be.
Damn.
Really? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She will not let you slack on that one.
No,
she just wants to make sure.
Yeah, periodically, she'll come in. She'll be like, oh, can I get some meatballs to go? And then if it's not right, she'll actually come in and actually go into the kitchen with the guys. It's kind of fun.
Oh, that's excellent.
Oh, yeah. She'll supervise.
Nice. Quality control on the meatballs.
Right.
Oh, my God. They're so good.
This is really good.
Oh, and Ashley, God. You're Italian. You've had a lot of meatballs.
I've had a lot of meatballs.
Yeah.
These are top-notch meatballs.
Top-notch. Top tier.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, meatballs.
How many are you bringing?
We're probably going to make probably close to 500.
Wow. All right, so Chaz.
All right, what's everyone else going to do?
I was going to say, that's old Chaz right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, you figure about 350 plus people, right?
Right.
Right.
No one's going to have one.
Right. Of course not. You can't have just one. It's like a potato chip.
Oh, my God.
These meatballs avoid the very common problem with meatballs, which is they're not too densely packed.
Without revealing.
So often you get like a meatball, it's like someone like rolled it together with all of their might. And then when you try to cut it open, it's like this, it shouldn't be this hard.
Right.
You could just push with your fork and it cuts right open.
Yep.
It's still juicy.
Juicy.
Yep.
And the sauce is delicious.
Oh, it's an amazing sauce.
Without revealing, obviously it's a couple blends of meat, right? It's not just beef.
Correct.
Yeah, you?
Correct.
Yep.
Correct.
Yep.
Very
That's the
good,
best way
AJ.
To make them. It's the best way to make them.
The other secret is the fact that we don't just throw them in the oven and roast them. They're actually baked and cooked in the sauce.
Nice.
That's why the sauce is so important. So the meat flavor goes into the sauce.
We need now some noodles.
We got a real problem on Thursday.
Nothing to go. Eating pants, flip-flops, and big God. Shirt.
Real good.
Every time I try something, I think, oh, well, I'm just going to eat this.
Right.
Well, I go to Riverview Bistro in Stratford a lot for the meatballs, but everything's good there.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been there now?
7.5 years.
Nice.
Sick. Yeah. So many places tried and failed there.
Yeah.
It's a big spot.
It's weird because it's such a, it's a big, it's a, you got to make a lot of money to keep that thing going.
It's a beautiful spot right on the water.
It's right on the water.
It's gorgeous, man.
Just borderline 10,000 square feet.
Yeah.
I actually love it most around this time of year because you get like that nice sheen on the water when you look out.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. It's perfect.
Yep. Yeah, most places in Bridgeport, they have that's oil.
No disrespect to Bridgeport.
Just kidding, Bridgeport. Just kidding. Just kidding over here.
Oh, my goodness.
It's okay.
And he gave, you get to dunk the garlic bread in the sauce.
Once again, Ashley's inner thoughts are coming out.
So, first off, he wouldn't even let me eat these on a paper plate.
Really? No, no.
I was like, don't dirty your dishes. Then you got to clean them. Put it on a paper plate. He goes, no.
It's got to be China.
Not those meatballs.
It's got to be China.
I'll let you know how they taste on the paper.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we ran out of plates, and I was like, Pete, you get it on a paper plate.
And I don't want to open it because I don't want this to make a lot of noise. So that's.
Oh, no, go ahead, man.
Oh, okay.
No, we want you to try it.
I didn't want you
to. At least you asked first.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're one of our, the meatballs are a namesake item on the menu, so you gotta serve them the right way.
Wow.
So you don't have two different types of meatballs. If you order meatballs, this is what you get. You don't have to say, I want grandma's meatballs or.
No, this
you
is
say
what
meatballs.
You get.
That's what you get.
Oh,
nice. This is the one.
Make it nice and simple for us, because we're all stupid.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's a party in your mouth right there.
It really is. Yeah. Wow. There's more to that, but I'm going to say
it's the last time you had a party in your mouth.
Well, over the weekend.
He is Street Pete. He is Street Pete. How do I get this interview? Well, there's one way to do it. I got to blend the meat for you.
All three different types of meat.
Really? Three guys? Well, that's interesting, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, handful of tickets left.
Yep.
$35 part of proceeds. Go to the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet Lexus Toy Drive. We can't thank you, Dave, enough for like many, many years of friendship.
Yes, thank you, man.
This is not the first time Dave has showed up to do something for
the
show or the toy drive.
He steps up all the time,
radio stations.
Yep.
Thank you, Dave, and grandma.
Yep.
He's a hard-working dude.
Yes.
But he looks relaxed.
He does.
Yeah. I don't know how he does it.
Lack of sleep.
There you go. That's it. See, that works.
Well, thank you, brother.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Dave.
It. Thanks for having
thank
me
you.
On.
Thanks,
we'll
Dave.
Thursday.
You bring meatballs. You can come in anytime you want.
Yeah,
give me every day. You don't even need an invite.
Yeah.
It's funny because we weren't
we'll give you
sure when he was going to show up.
Yeah.
And when he showed up, I was like, Just have him come right in. He doesn't have to wait.
I came in, I go, we got meatballs? He goes, yeah, why aren't they in here? Bring them now.
Riverview Bistro. We're linked up to all the restaurants at WPLR.com. Who wants an S-ton of wine samples?
Me.
S-ton. Well, okay.
Lots.
If it's an S-ton, then definitely yes.
All right.
I don't want a little ton.
I'll ask again. Who wants free wine samples?
Yeah. Me!
Yeah.
Ditto.
Chaz and AJ Arts Television and Appliance Food Fest happening Thursday, 5:30 to 8:30. $35. Portion of the proceeds go to the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus Toy Drive.
Right.
Tickets available now at WPLR.com. You are not going to be able to eat as... You're not going to be able to eat and drink like this for $35 anywhere.
Nope.
Ever.
Nope.
Ever
nope.
In your life.
Ever.
If you live to 135 years old, you will not eat this good and drink this good for $35.
See,
not going to happen.
Not gonna
ever.
Nope.
Ever.
Ever.
And, you know, we have a lot of really great drink samples.
We do.
And Nick came to our rescue. Hey, Nick.
Hey there. What's happening?
What's up, Nick?
Nick is one of these guys that you want to be friends with.
Right.
Everybody needs to be friends with someone who owns three liquor stores.
Of course.
Funny how that works, isn't it? Yeah, it's a great thing.
Yeah. So
I turned pro a long time ago.
You're pro.
Look at that, see? You got the pro card. They call
That's right.
Yep.
We're amateurs. He's pro.
Right. His liver says so.
You have Save Right Liquors in North Haven.
That's right.
Ye Old Liquors in West Haven and Wallingford. Oh, you own four. That's two.
Yeah.
So that's two, three, and then Green Farm Spirits in Westport.
Thank you very much, yeah.
Which one was first?
Save Right. Save Right in North Haven.
Save Right, the original.
That's it?
Yeah.
Right. These are four unique stores, too. They've been around for a very, very long time. That's why that's what makes them work.
Now, did you buy them? They were already established, or did you start these?
Already established stores. Yeah, I've been around for 50 years, each one of them.
Oh, wow. So that's your thing. You like to find ones that stores that are well-established.
Right.
Absolutely, yeah. They have a consumer base already. People trust and love them, so it works out good.
What are you getting for a big mama bottle of Patron Silver?
A big mama bottle of Patron Silver? Your price?
Yeah.
Can I say that on the air?
I don't know. There's laws about this stuff, right?
Good call.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. I actually don't even know what Patron is at this point. More people steal Patron than buy it, so.
Thank you.
What do you mean, nips?
You saw me.
No, the big bottles, everything. It's a huge problem.
Wow. Seriously?
Huh.
Yeah, just a couple brands, that's one of them.
And what are the other brands?
Hennessy and Ciroc.
Oh.
Oh, wow. I feel like I'm among a good crowd of people now.
Yeah.
I have to keep my eye on you guys? Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
I would.
If I come in August in a trench coat, keep an eye on me.
Exactly.
Right.
Or a bag or something.
How does someone get a bottle of Patron out the door?
Oh, they just walk out with it. They grab handfuls and just run out the door.
Wow. The key is to run.
Yep, exactly.
And then once they do that... You're not chasing them, right? What do you do with that?
It depends on the circumstance. I will, and my staff won't. I'll go after them.
I hear you. I would do the same thing. You're running out with a bottle of Patron. I'm coming after you.
Exactly.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right.
Yeah.
Then share it.
You should do like the Blockbusters used to do, where you put the boxes up, right? But it's like the empty tape and stuff. There's nothing in there. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's
good idea.
That's a good idea. So they run out. They get home. It's a bottle of water.
Right.
And then if someone comes to the counter ready to pay for it, you just switch it out. You put the real bottle in there.
Yep. That's what we do now. Yeah. It didn't take us long to figure that out.
Yeah. If Phil can figure it out, they can figure it out.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming to the Food Fest on Thursday.
Are you kidding me? Thanks for having me. It's going to be great.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be smooth, man.
You're my new favorite liquor store.
Yes.
I love it. Thank you.
What are you bringing? You're bringing wine, right?
Absolutely. We have a couple of tables of wine, and we have a table of spirits. The wines, right now, we have one table that's already set. We have one of the oldest wineries in all the United States. They actually still made wine during Prohibition. And then we have one of my favorite wineries out of Washington State, Chateau St. Michel. Beringer was from California, pouring some of their high-end stuff, so it's going to be a great time. The spirit table, I'm excited, though, for everyone because it's a I'm pouring a barrel of bourbon, well, it's going to be a bottle, that I picked myself. So it's an individual barrel that's exclusive to my stores. You can't buy it anywhere else. So I'm really excited about that. So see what
Are
people
you
think
kidding?
About it. No, I do it all the time. I was just in Kentucky this past weekend.
I just got chills.
Now you?
Yeah. Yep.
This table is worth $35.
Seriously.
There you go.
Yep.
So do you get one sample at each table, or can you come back around? How does that work?
If we don't, we're going to recognize you, just wear a disguise. You'd be fine.
That's right. What I was going to do. I was going to bring a mustache.
Right. Beard.
And then a beard.
Right.
And a hat. So that's four trips.
Yep. Bring a different sweatshirt.
There's right. about 40 different things to sample.
That's right. I'm going to keep changing my black shirt out to another black shirt.
Right.
Now I'm wearing my other black shirt.
That was a V collar. This is a regular collar. It's a crew collar.
Oh, I didn't know it was going to be there's a spirit table involved.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well,
spirits.
Whiskey makes everything better.
Wow. $35 and you get all this plus all the food.
Exactly.
Forget about it. Oh, wow. All right. So this is it. I'm only going to buy my liquor from one of these four stores.
Nice.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Save Right Liquors in North Haven, Ye Old Liquors in West Haven and Wallingford, Green Farm Spirits in Westport. Where is that one?
It's right on the Post Road.
Oh,
right,
nice.
Yeah, right by Fortuna. It's kind of down to the Norwalk side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if I'm going to go to North Haven, West Haven, or Wallingford because they're closer.
Hmm.
You know,
make three stops.
Yeah,
that's what I'll do.
Yeah.
I'll go to one each week.
Spread
a
the
different
wealth.
Store each week.
Spread the wealth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Thank you very much for this.
My pleasure.
If
really
we could
is.
Ever return the favor, let us know, please.
I can't wait to see you guys on Thursday. It's gonna be fun.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
All right, okay. Brother. Oh man.
He sounds like a really good time.
Yeah,
right. Like he
you
wanna, does.
You right. want to go to his table?
Hey, so fun.
Yeah.
What are we going to call him? Nick the Wine Guy?
Yeah, why not?
Sure.
Works for me.
Now, do you get one try at each table? He's bringing three tables. So, like, one
right.
per table?
I would say yes.
Okay.
Right?
Keep in mind, you're working the next day, so just know.
Or do you walk up to the table and you have to pick this wine, that wine, or a spirit?
Right.
Hmm. I'm going for that bourbon.
Yeah, me too.
My mind is already made up. I don't even need to look at the wine. Give me that special bourbon that no one else can have.
Yeah,
want, it.
See.
Want it.
Want.
We're going to be at the Grassy Hill Country Club Thursday night, and we're gonna bring a new segment of the show that we're going to do live there. I didn't tell any of these guys about it.
Surprise.
Yeah, what? What's happening?
Yep, get ready to play.
Yes.
Okay. Play with what?
It's called Trash Can Trivia.
Yes.
Ooh.
That's right. Get an answer, Ryan. Take a garbage can lid to the head.
Ping.
I feel like that's going to happen to me a lot.
We should call the game Ping. Ping.
Ashley broke the can.
Right. Ping.
The biggest problem at this food fest is going to be deciding what to eat and what to drink.
True.
Everything?
I don't think you could fit everything in there. Is there one human who could have a sample from every single table?
There's only one man out there.
You got Joey C's, Roadhouse and Boathouse.
Yes.
Sealy's Deli, Bear Smokehouse, Zoe's Pizza. I believe the Grassy Hill Country Club's giving out samples. I'm not sure, I think.
Hmm.
Chris and Roy's Brotherly Grub, Guilford Mooring, The Corner Restaurant, Bowtie Cinemas, Terry Lodge, Brewport, Little Pub, Lobster Craft, Riverview Bistro, Whiskey Barrel, Got Attitude Vodka, Milford Point Brewery, Lynx Drinks, Savin Rock Roasting Company, Silver Sands Pizza, Zupardi's Pizza, and Nick the Wine Guy, who owns four liquor stores.
Good, let's see.
Wow.
There's no way I can fit
there's
all that.
No, there's no way you can have a sample from every single one.
Wow.
I have to go right at 5:30 because I can't waste a minute if I want to eat as much as possible.
I feel the same way.
You know what I mean?
Yep. We have it spread out enough where you could pop in after work and pop out. Like if you want to just go in, grab a bite, and then leave. But who would want to do, like, I'm 3 hours, I'm going to just eat and eat and eat.
Right.
That sounds like my kind of evening.
Yes,
and drink and
exactly.
drink and drink and eat and eat and eat and drink and drink and drink and eat and eat and eat.
you know, roll me into work the next day.
Maybe I'll bring pants with plastic lining.
I was just going to say.
Oh, my God. Yep,
exactly. Yeah, wooden leg. Yes, I do.
Right. So I could put, you know, like in the pockets.
Exactly.
Like, right, I can't finish that meatball right now. I'm going to put that in my pocket.
Exactly. Right.
What do you think I meant?
I don't know if you want to know that. Yeah.